Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, we'll commence tonight's program with recitation of Durood and Salam, inshallah. Page 190. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa, salamun ala al-mursaleen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Page 205. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزيه عنا ما هو أهله وجزيه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله، الزاكيات لله، الطيبات، الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء، التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات، والصلوات، والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات، الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات، الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها، والله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكثروا ذكر هذه من اللذات، يعني الموت، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders and brothers, our mothers and sisters who are present, and those who are listening over streaming. Last week in the madrasa, we had a very tragic event in which one of our pupils, 14-year-old child, tragically passed away in a car accident. He was engaged in the memorization of the Quran and Majid, and mashallah, he was a student who had lots of enthusiasm and zeal, and suddenly he passed away in this manner. And therefore, We were unable to have a program last week. However, since this is a zikr majlis, then part and parcel of zikr and remembrance is also the zikr and the remembrance of death. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that remember in abundance the destroyer of all pleasures, yani al-maut, in other words, death. So therefore a believer, a mu'min, is someone who takes lesson from everything that happens around us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in one hadith mentions that my gaze is a gaze of ibrah, it is a gaze of lesson. And hence you find that those who followed the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then they took lessons from everything that was around us. I heard this from our late Mu'ayyinus Patel sahab, nawrallahu marqadahu, in which he mentioned that the Ahlullah and the Akabirin also, they took lessons from everything that was around them. So he mentioned that there was one Buzurug, one Wali of Allah, was traveling, this was in India, and there was a certain product that was being advertised. So that product was a kind of a soap. So the soap was called Tibet Snow. Tibet Snow. So in Urdu, if you have to write Tibet Snow, you write it as Ta, Ba, Ta, and then Si, Noon, Waw. So he looked at that and he said, Deko, we take lesson from that. Ketabbat Suno. Tabbat Suno. So he says that read Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab and take lesson from that. That he was a person who disrespected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and not only was he deprived, but he became rejected in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Until the day of Qiyamah, this person will be remembered in the dustbins of history. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. So the Ahlullah take lesson from everything. I saw once as a Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, they were carrying him and walking him towards the car. And those days, those who remember, the Mercedes Benz, the latches used to be a little like a plastic knob that would go up and down, where the vehicle would open and close, a little plastic. So somebody was opening the car and accidentally closed the car. So he looked at that knob going up and then going down. So he said, Deko, at first that knob was up, but then suddenly when he pressed the button, the knob went down. He says, now we are standing up above the ground, but soon we'll go underneath the ground. We'll go underneath the ground. So the Ahlullah, they would take lesson from everything. Once we went as students to meet Hazrat Mu'ayyinus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi at the airport, and he was flying to Karachi, or he was returning from Karachi, one of the two. So in the airport, he used the entire airport to give us a lesson. He said that look at the airport, that if you look at the airport, we have got arrivals and we have got departures. There are departures and there are arrivals. And then he said, here in this airport, you've got underground parking. So he said, in the same way, in this dunya, we have got arrivals and we have got departures. That there are some people who are arriving and there are some people who are departing. If some person is celebrating the newborn child, or in one particular family, there's a child that is being born. But then there are others who are departing, who have just departed, or who will soon be departing. And then he said, if you look at the airport, you'll find that there are different travelers. Each one is traveling. Each one has got a schedule. And sometimes a certain person is in the first class lounge. So he's sitting in the first class lounge. He's enjoying all the comforts of the first class lounge, all the amenities that are there. Perhaps there are some nice food, comfortable facilities. And then there are others who are on economy class. They are sitting on hard stools, and sometimes there's no stools even for them to sit. They're standing. But has it mentioned that every single person, whether the person is in the first class or whether the person is in the business class or economy class, everyone's gaze is on that departure time. That, you know, I need to make sure that I don't miss my flight. If I miss my flight, then there's so much of inconvenience. So though the person is in the first class lounge, his gaze is always on that departure time. And even the person who's in the, or standing, or perhaps he's sitting on his bag, he too is looking at the departure time, that I mustn't miss my flight. And so some people will leave a little earlier, say, my flight is in 10 minutes time. Someone else says, my boarding is in half an hour. Someone else says, my boarding is in 2 days time. But everybody is traveling. So Hazrat said, in the same way, all of us are musafir. We are all traveling. And then Hazrat said, look, you've got undercover parking. So what happens when the person passes away? Then they take his janazah and they put it beneath the ground. And then his safar to the akhirat also carries on in that way. So from everything, there was some lesson or the other that the Ahlullah were deriving and were taking. Another example comes to mind of our late Hazrat Mu'ayyan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. That again, we were students and we came down to spend some time in the company of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. And so in that interim, we managed to get some booking at one particular house that was on the seafront. So it was right on the shore of the ocean, a very quiet, secluded place. So we took the chance and we requested the Hazrat if he can perhaps come spend some time with us. We used to come and up and down for the programs. So to our amazement, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, this was his shafqat, this was his love, that sometimes small people too, he would make them happy. So to our amazement, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali came to this particular place that was right overlooking the ocean. He put his chair there and then he had a little, small little program. And subhanallah, what a beautiful program he had. He said that we must make dua that Allah Ta'ala makes us that fish that swims deep down in the ocean of the mahabbat and the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. He said, now look at this ocean. If we look at the ocean, we don't see anything. The ocean just looks calm. But beneath the waters, what is happening is something that is beyond our understanding. It's amazing, the huge fish that are there. But he says now, the person, the fish that are swimming at the surface of the ocean, and somebody just takes one net, throws it in, and now he'll be able to capture that fish. And then you get fish that are swimming a little deeper down. There perhaps you need a rod, you know, to lure that fish. And that fish will eventually be caught. And then he gave some explanation. We don't have time to go into it. But he said, now, for example, for that fish that looks like something that is very attractive, there's a temptation that is there. And now when the person or that fish bites on that temptation or gets hooked on that temptation or addicted to that temptation, then even inevitably the person gets caught and it leads to more and more difficulty. On that point, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that remember that every single sin has got a link to the fire of Jahannam. Every single sin has got a link to the fire of Jahannam. So the fire of Jahannam is the headquarters. And you'll find that the branches have got some flavor of the headquarters always. Whatever is happening in the head office, you'll find it filters down into the various, you know, affiliates or franchisees or franchises, whatever you call it. So it filters down. So he says in the same way, the people of Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala protect us, that the people of Jahannam are always in restlessness, in anxiety, going through pain, going through difficulty, frustration, whatever difficult or negative feelings and emotions we can describe, they are going through it. They're experiencing it to a very high level of intensity. So he says, in the same way, you will find that in every single sin that a person commits, there will be some kind of negative feeling, some kind of restlessness that will be created within one's heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So anyway, coming back to this incident. So then Hazrat mentioned, but now that fish that swims right deep down in the ocean, that fish now you'll find it's completely protected. So he says, in the same way, if we completely submerged and we are deep down in the ocean of the mahabbat and the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah this will protect us from the traps and the temptations of nafs and shaitan. May Allah ta'ala make us amongst those fish that swim deep down in the ocean of the mahabbat and ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So coming back to what we were saying in the introduction, that a believer is someone that takes lesson from everything that we see around us. So we had this youngster, 14 years old, passed away tragically in a car accident. But mashallah, just became baligh. For him, how fortunate he was. That hardly committed any sin. And even if we say the person committed sins, probably 6 months or 7 months or 1 year of sins. And on this point, this we can also use this to cure us of any kind of pride. That sometimes a person is standing next to a youngster who appears to be very, very sinful. Maybe he's got earrings or tattoos or whatever else. Even that person we shouldn't look down upon. Tell yourself that this youngster, he's only became baligh now, maybe 3 years, 6 years, 10 years. I am now 35, I am 40, I am 50. How much of sins I committed? Which amal of mine is really worthy of presentation in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So then the person will never look down upon that person. We look down upon the sin, but don't look down upon the individual. That person can change his life. That person can become a wali of Allah. I was giving an example to the pupils. You know, the boys like cars. So I asked them, give me some vehicles. So they mentioned some names. I can't even pronounce some of them properly. So I told them that now if this person took that high-class vehicle off-road and it became completely covered in mud, will we say now because it's covered in mud, throw this car away? This car is useless. All that is required is the person needs to take the car to a car wash, do a high-pressure clean, and that car will come out in showroom condition. I said, in the same way, every single person has got that sparkle of Iman. His heart is that super, you know, car of Iman. Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with the ticket to Jannah. We shouldn't look down upon that person. He can make such tawbah and istighfar and completely purify his heart. So nevertheless, this youngster hardly committed any sin. And so much of zeal and enthusiasm, he wanted to do everything. He wanted to go Jamaat to spend time in the company of the pious, give our programs to. So a lot of zeal and enthusiasm he had. And the Musalli say that you would find him in the first saf for Salah. To the extent that said that even if it's raining and pouring, he'll still try and make a plan and walk and come to the masjid to be in the first saf. So subhanAllah, what an inspiration for each and every one of us. And yet outwardly the person passed away in this manner. In fact, sometimes a person loses a near and dear one and the condition of the body is such that it brings a lot of difficulty to those who are near and dear. One person, Allah protect, but his close relative, it was an aunt, she was murdered in a very brutal manner and her body was mutilated in the home, Allah Ta'ala protect. So this person was very, very anxious, going through so much of difficulty, didn't know how to overcome this. And he came to our late Hazrat Mu'inus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Said, Hazrat, I don't know what to do. I just feel helpless. Maybe, why did this happen to our family? You know, some guna, something. Perhaps she did something. Subhanallah. Hazrat Mu'inus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, just think of what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through when he found the body of his beloved uncle, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. Did that mean that the uncle was, you know, not accepted? In fact, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, it is mentioned in a hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it, had it not been for the wife and the woman folk, I would have left this body lying all over so that on the day of Qiyamah, one part of the body will come from one place. And Allah Ta'ala, if he questions that what have you done for my deen, then I can say, Ya Allah, this is the sacrifice that my ummah had made for the sake of your deen. So there is comfort and there is solace that even if a person finds the body in that condition, may Allah Ta'ala protect. But there is no need to lose hope. For that person, it's a very, very mubarak death. The person passed away as a shaheed, as a martyr in the path of Allah Ta'ala. But the lesson we take is that look at how suddenly the person's life can come to an end. Suddenly the person's life can be terminated. The person has got everything. The plan is there. Going to be doing this, going to be doing that. So many different things. But suddenly, when the time of death comes, not 1 second late, not 1 second forward, exactly at the appointed time. And there are so many factors that why did this happen and why particularly this road? Why? This is the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the lesson that we take it, and in the dhikr majlis, that always keep our death in front of us. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that the person must not conduct he must not function. He must not do activities. In fact, it is mentioned in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if the person knows that Qiyamah is going to be taking place in a few minutes time and he's going to be planting a tree, then too he should continue and plant that tree even if he knows Qiyamah is about to take place in a few moments time. That's a mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning that whatever opportunities we have to do good deeds, take advantage of the opportunity. Do what is within our capacity. Leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make great intentions. So this youngster had just commenced his memorization of the Quran Sharif. Alhamdulillah, we have a number of our pupils who are very close to completion. make dua Allah Ta'ala makes it such that they complete. But this youngster had just commenced. And perhaps he may have been looking at his friends and saying, how I wish I could also be completed. And now Allah Ta'ala made it such that inshallah, whilst just initiating and commencing the memorization of the Quran Sharif, he passed away. But in the mafhum of one hadith, that this person will raise up on the day of Qiyamah is a completed Hafiz of Quran. So Allah Ta'ala accepted his intention. That is why the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, that the intention of a believer is better than the action. Sometimes a person has so many intentions to do so many things, but he can't seem to do it. But he made the intention. Inshallah, that too is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Because sometimes that intention is greater than the action. That if that person had to try and do the action, he may not have done it properly. Perhaps this youngster, or perhaps any youngster, may not have completed his hifz in the manner that was required. Or there may have been weaknesses. Or due to some weakness in the memory, the person may have forgotten the Quran Sharif. Yes, Allah Ta'ala makes it such. Each person is different. Sometimes a person has a very strong memory. Another person has a weaker memory. Allah Ta'ala has, you know, spread out the skills amongst people in order to create a maintain a balance in our society. So this is the lesson that we take, that we should always keep our death in front of us, and keeping the death in front of us, then Allah Ta'ala will make it such that our life will be very, very, very balanced. And there's so much more that can be said, but we'll terminate on what we learned from our late Hazrat Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say that just think of two words. And he used to say that everything requires a break. Everything requires brakes. Every vehicle requires some kind of braking mechanism. Anything that moves requires some kind of braking mechanism. Whether it's a plane, whether it's a train, whether it's a vehicle, bicycle, you have to have some braking system. Otherwise the vehicle will veer out of control. The person loses control over their truck, how much of damage? So he says our life too, in our activities, whether it is the, you know, engagement in engrossment in this world, but we need some kind of braking mechanism. And the braking mechanism is the remembrance of death. That the person keeps that death in front of him, that what if I had to leave this world? Does it make sense for me to engage in this when I don't know I could be leaving this world? Or is it necessary for me to go to court over this family matter when I could be leaving this world? Is this how I want to leave the world in this condition? So the person who keeps his death in front of him, then you'll find that his entire life will come into the right, come onto the right path, onto the right track. So coming back to what our late Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah used to say two words, keep these two words in front of you. Again, the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, that remember the destroyer of all pleasures abundantly. And what is that? Death. So Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say two words. What if? Just tell yourself, what if? The person wants to commit some sin. The person wants to, you know, give vent to his anger and lash out at someone. The person wants to usurp the right of the next person. Then he asks himself the question, what if? Now there's one, sometimes a marital case, or one particular marital case, where the husband is refusing to give the wife the divorce because he requires some kind of property that he had actually given to her. And he's refusing to give the divorce because he says, you give me the property, then I'll give you the divorce. Now the person who had death in front of him, that I have to pass away, if I have to pass away in this condition, and if I have to stand before Allah Ta'ala, that I violated and usurped the property of the next and did not fulfill the rights of the next individual and left this woman hanging in limbo in this manner, how will I answer Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Then that thought alone would make the person do the right thing. So a person says, what if? That what if the angel of death finds me in this condition? How will I face Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala bless me firstly with this condition. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to keep our death in front of us. And again, it doesn't mean there's a balance. Doesn't mean a person must not get married. Person mustn't engage in business transaction. The person should do the best. Again, a mu'min is a person who tries to, you know, master everything that he does. He does it in the best possible manner. Because again, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. That if you look at Allah Ta'ala, when Allah Ta'ala does something, there's absolute perfection. When Allah Ta'ala created the human body, can we find a fault within our body? It's absolute perfection. Up till now, it's a marvel. A person cannot understand. Somebody sent me a post of a particular bird that flies from one continent to the next continent. And when it flies, if you look at the path that it chooses, it avoids water. And it exact in a perfect line from Europe right to Africa. It is unbelievable. Yet it has got no, you know, navigation system. Allah Ta'ala has programmed this animal in this manner. Is this not a sign of the greatness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala or the existence of a sublime and powerful being? And you find Allah Ta'ala how He has caused the entire world to function with absolute perfection. Hence the believer who has really got a ta'alluq ma'Allah, you will find a degree of perfection that will enter within his life. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us these wonderful qualities. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Make some zikrullah inshaAllah. Recite Durud Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in Hadith Sharif, La ilaha illallah laysa la hijabun dun Allah, that between the arsh of Allah Ta'ala and this kalima there is no barrier. Therefore, when we're reciting this kalima, we should contemplate and imagine that it is going directly to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, and from there Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and tawajjuhat is being focused on our hearts. When we say La ilaha, remove everything besides Allah from our hearts. And when we say illallah, bring the thought of Allah Ta'ala into the hearts.
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وخطيئة وعورة اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله أو كريم الله رحيم الله most forgiving الله most loving most caring الله یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہے، سیاہ کار ہے، بدکار، مجرم، خطا کار ہو. او اللہ وی ایکسٹریملی سنفل سرونٹس آف یورز یا اللہ. او اللہ یو ہیو بلیسڈ اس ود باؤنٹیز اپون باؤنٹیز یا اللہ. وی ور ناٹ ڈیزرونگ آف اینی آف دیز باؤنٹیز یا اللہ. او اللہ یو بلیسڈ اس ود ایمان یا اللہ. او اللہ یو میڈ اس فرام دی امہ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. او اللہ یو گرانٹڈ اس دی توفیق یا اللہ ٹو گیدر ہیئر ٹو نائٹ یا اللہ ٹو ریممبر یو یا اللہ. These are ni'mat and bounties upon from you, Ya Allah, upon us, Ya Allah. Allah, yet, Ya Allah, instead of appreciating these bounties, Ya Allah, we showed so much of negligence, Ya Allah, so much of heedlessness, Ya Allah. And in fact, Ya Allah, we often use these very bounties, Ya Allah, to violate your commands, Ya Allah. But Allah, there is no such thing as losing hope in your mercy, Ya Allah. Allah, we raise our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. Forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, Ya Allah. Forgive those sins, Ya Allah, which we committed knowingly, unknowingly, Ya Allah, in the light of day, darkness of night, Ya Allah. Allah, nothing was hidden from you, Ya Allah. You saw everything, Ya Allah. You heard everything, Ya Allah. Had it been any other Allah, He would have seized us the moment we committed those sins and those guna, Ya Allah. But Allah, You gave us an opportunity. You gave us another chance and yet another chance and yet another chance, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we failed so many times, Ya Allah, but still You continue to give us opportunities and chances, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, in the workplace, Ya Allah, the employer, Ya Allah, how many chances does he give, Ya Allah, that failing staff member? Eventually, Ya Allah, he dismisses and fires him. But oh Allah, how many times we failed, Ya Allah, and You still give us chances upon chances, Ya Allah. Where will we find such a tolerant being, such a merciful being, Ya Allah? Oh Allah, fill our hearts with Your love, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Make us those fish, Ya Allah, like those fish that swim deep down in Your ocean of muhabbat and ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Hum sab ko Allah wala bana dijiye. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with Your muhabbat and ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Make us Yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah. Our lives are melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day. عمر ہو رہی ہے مثل برف کم چپکے چپکے رفتہ رفتہ دم بدم. Ya Allah, when the angel of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. At the روضہ المبارک of نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. But الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ. Cause our souls to depart, Ya Allah. لیکن اگر مقدر نہیں ہے تو جہاں بھی ہو برکت والی موت نصیب فرما. Wherever it may be, grant us a mubarak and a blessed death, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all those who have rights upon us, Ya Allah. Bless us with the noble akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alleviate the suffering of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Restore the dignity of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All those who are sick and ailing, grant them complete shifa, Ya Allah. Accept us all for the khidmat of your mubarak deen, Ya Allah. Bless us with maqbooliyat, Ya Allah. Bless us with sincerity, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if we do not have sincerity, then all our efforts will be in vain, Ya Allah. Bless us with ikhlas kamil, Ya Allah. You grant maqbooliyat, Ya Allah. Send your divine assistance, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we only have that much capacity, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, there is no shortage in your unlimited treasures, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you provide for us, Ya Allah. You grant us assistance, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you grant us maqbooliyat and acceptance, Ya Allah. Make us a means of hidayat for others, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'alna hadina muhtadin ghayra dalin wala mudillin. Oh Allah, all those who have raised their begging bowls, their hands before you, Ya Allah, you well away all their good desires, their aspirations, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, fulfill all their good desires and aspirations, Ya Allah. Whatever difficulty, challenge, sickness they are going through, you know very well, Ya Allah. You remove it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, how can we forget on this Mubarak occasion, Ya Allah, the kindness of all those who have shown kindness to us, Ya Allah. Whether it is our parents, Ya Allah, whether it is our teachers, Ya Allah, our apas, Ya Allah, our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all reward them the best of rewards, Ya Allah. We can only say Jazakallah, we can only make a dua, Ya Allah. But you can reward them in accordance to your shan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, those who have passed away from our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Oh, teach us, Ya Allah. From our, Ya Allah, our muhsineen, those who have shown kindness to us, Ya Allah. Allah, fill their graves with noor, Ya Allah. Especially our late Hazrat Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Ya Allah, we are completely indebted to him, Ya Allah. Allah, make his grave gardens from the garden of Jannah, Ya Allah. Make us a means of sadaqah jariyah for him, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us the tawfiq to spread, Ya Allah, his wonderful advices, Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept us for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how can we forget, Ya Allah, the sacrifices of the Sahaba Ikram, the Muhaddithin, the Mufassireen, and especially that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, how much he sacrificed for us, Ya Allah. For our hearts with the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take us all to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. We will recite those couplets of poetry of the Arifin. Perhaps through the barakat of their sincerity, you will accept us too, Ya Allah. Ke rang layengi kab meri aahe. Rang layengi kab meri aahe. پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گمبد کہہ کے صلی علی جوم جائے. That oh Allah, the Ahlullah, they say, Ya Allah, that when will that pain and the, of our heart and the calling of our heart, Ya Allah, bear fruit? That once again we can go to the Mubarak lands of Madinatul Munawwara. Ya Allah, once again our gaze can fall on that Mubarak green dome beneath which rests the greatest after you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all those who have not gone for Umrah, you take them for Umrah, Ya Allah. Those who have not gone for Hajj, Ya Allah, you take them for Hajj, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, change the condition of this country, Ya Allah, from insecurity to security, Ya Allah. From instability to stability, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you accept us, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayr. ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب